Welcome to Sideline Judgment. My name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
And this is an emergency reaction podcast to the news that just broke today. We are recording Wednesday, 10:45 p.m. Eastern Time, August 22nd, where we just learned that Urban Meyer, head coach of the Ohio State University Buckeyes, has been placed on a three-week suspension, which is really just a one-week suspension because he can come back September 2nd, which is the Sunday after their home opener. Due to his involvement in the Zach Smith, Courtney Smith domestic violence case that happened that we found out about over the summer. Tyler, I texted you to say a quick reaction because I knew we were going to spend tons of time on it at the beginning of our next pod, which is our NFL preview. But I just couldn't wait. I couldn't wait, and I couldn't take up all of the time of our NFL reaction pod, so I just wanted to come on here and give our reactions. I think as our Twitter speaks, we recently just tweeted about it. I don't have my thesaurus at hand because I can't give you enough words, negative words to give you. We're disgusted. We're angry. We are disgraced, disappointed, everything in how Ohio State has handled the situation.
It's just, it's disappointing. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. It makes me sad. There's a bunch of adjectives that announced we could use to this and a bunch of descriptors. But the one thing that unfortunately I can't say is that it's surprising.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, that's the most disgusting and sad part. Mm-hmm. But I never thought that Urban Meyer was going to get fired, but just like three games and not even three games.
That's what I'm saying, because the three games that we're talking about are home opener against Oregon State, the worst team in the Pac-12, a home game against Rutgers, arguably the worst team in Division I in FBS, and then the one game that is more difficult is a neutral site game against TCU in Arlington, Texas. But like I said at the beginning, he's only missing practice for the Oregon State game. He comes back to coach in practice.
He's allowed to be at practice, but just not on the sideline
during the games.
And Ohio State has...
Ohio State
has some of the best coaching, one of the best coaching staffs in the nation, so... Mm-hmm. If they're going to let him be at practice, nothing's going to happen.
Right. He's going to implement the same game plan that he would have. It's the same thing if your head coach just got sick the day before the game. You know exactly what the coach has needed. You know exactly what's required of you. There's nothing crazy. Yes, is the presence important? Of course it is. But I do not think in this situation the punishment suits the crime. And I don't think the punishment suits the crime because I think the punishment should be more severe. We are both being very vocal in saying that we completely disagree with this decision. And honestly, I am personally thinking he should resign.
I mean, I think he should have been fired. What's amazing to me is not only that he is still here. I'm not surprised that he lost his job. I think he shouldn't. But is that Gene Smith, the athletic director, is also not going to, like, is going to survive this as well. The man who is also at the front of the Jim Tressel tattoo scandal.
Mm-hmm. Right. Was it not that Terrell Pryor was suspended, what, five games?
Five games, yeah. Todd Gurley was suspended four games for, like, selling a jersey. There are players at North Carolina, nine players will be facing four-game suspensions because they sold cleats that were given to them. And Urban Meyer, regardless of what you think about it, was involved in a domestic violence scandal in some way and is serving three, but really just one-game suspension. That's appalling to me.
Yeah.
And... I mean, there's a tweet that you sent me, mm-hmm, that just kind of, it just sums it all up. It's from Nick Della Torre. Meyer has a great football program, and that brings in dollars. That's why he's still the coach at Ohio State. That's the only reason. Money over morals.
Right. That Nick Della Torre tweet, I think, speaks volume. Money over morals is the line that, and credit to him for that tweet, for giving us his personal opinion on that. But that, to me, that phrase, money over morals, is exactly my problem with collegiate athletics. We were texting about this as it was breaking and stuff, and you told me, you said that I love this game and I hate this game. And I responded saying I love the atmosphere, the fans, the actual gameplay, because it's exciting, it's football, but it's different than, you know, your traditional NFL football. But the one thing that ruins all of this are the adults that sit in power.
Yep.
and abuse and take advantage of not only the players, but right now take advantage of fattening up their checkbooks. All they want is their checking account to grow, in a way. Now, granted, it's not that they directly are getting the money from these sales, but I mean, they are creating an empire. Because if you think about it, all of these schools are an empire. It's disgraceful. I saw a tweet, I think it was by OnlyGators.com. Don't quote me, but they said that in the wake of this, it's understandable as to why Florida had such a hard time letting go of Will Muschamp personally. Now, not in terms of football X's and O's, but personally, you know, like, because it's often said that Jeremy Foley brought in Muschamp because he knew that he was a man of good character, and his primary objective was to clean up the Florida organization after the Florida football program, sorry, after Urban Meyer left in 2009.
Yeah, comment on what you said earlier. Well, first of all, that does make a lot of sense. It brings a lot of perspective. But just comment on what you said earlier about loving and hating the game. I mean, the players in the games always bring me back. No matter what happens, like the football games, the atmosphere, the players on the field, the product on the field, that will always keep me coming back. But it's just it's so often the adults that ruin this sport.
Mm-hmm.
And you could expand that and say that that's every sport, but it just, the disparity is the greatest in college sports, and the largest scale college sport is college football.
Yeah.
And it's just striking to see. This is, it's just disappointing. There's a tweet from Braden Gall, writer for Athlon Sports. And it says, in the 2 minutes I just watched, I counted an apology to the community, the OSU president, the university, the athletic department, the football program, the coaching staff, and maybe even Big Ten media days. Seems to be something missing, though.
Yeah.
... This is in relation to the press conference by Ohio State and Urban Meyer. And it's talking about how the one person that was not apologized to in all of this, the real victim,
right,
was Courtney Smith.
Right, and we're talking about how right now what we're doing is talking about a third party of the original situation. This is a situation between Zach Smith and Courtney Smith, and Courtney Smith is the actual victim. That's why in our tweet for our sideline judgment tweet, we make sure to include that. Our support is to Courtney Smith above anyone else. She's the real victim here. And it's a little bit disturbing that the big news now is... Now, granted, what we are talking about is important because, don't get it wrong, Urban Meyer should have lost his job. The athletic director should be losing his job. My thing is, if we were so quick to come down on Joe Paterno, and I think rightfully so... we should be giving the same, treatment in this situation, right? Like, am I wrong to think that? Or is this just because it's the heat of the moment and I'm kind of spitballing here?
It's always going to be a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always try to take a step back when things like this happen and realize you are like, let's take a step back. We are calling for a man's job. That's not something that you should ever do lightly. Mm-hmm. But this is an extremely serious situation that he was involved with. And I don't think that in this situation, that's crazy. I mean,
no, I think
this is about a human ethics and a moral issue is tied into all of this, more so than just legal and issues and can you win games. Like, I'm always hesitant to call, like I said earlier, to call for people's jobs for a lot of reasons, because that is a man's job.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, and again, like I said, you don't say that lightly, but this is a human moral issue. And if I find out that in a company that I run that something like this happened, I mean, I wouldn't stand for that.
Let me put it this way. If this was Dan Mullen, I'd be calling for Dan Mullen's job as well.
I would too.
You know, taking our fandom out of it. You know, we are Florida fans and all that. One also big thing that bothers me is the fact that they always preach that they are in collegiate sports not only to win and not only to compete at the highest level, but to be to be educators of men and to make sure that, because we know that everyone who plays college football is not going to make it to the NFL, so they need to do something else. But the things you learn in football and on the team can take you, are life lessons for later on. So to me, the example that they're showing here is that you can do all of this, you can go down, you can make these grave, grave mistakes, and there won't be consequences. Or if there are, there will be minimal consequences to this, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's this sign in the Ohio State locker room that reads, and let me just find, I want to get the exact words. I don't want to mess this up.
Right.
I got to find it, but there's basically, give me.
You're fine. It's a reaction pod. We didn't prepare. We didn't. While you're looking for that, Tyler, while you are looking for that, I do want to remind everyone, it is a 3-game suspension. But really it's more of a 1-game suspension because he can return to the team after the September 1st Oregon State game. He will be running practices for the Rutgers game. He will be running practices for the TCU game, and he will be back on the sidelines for the Tulane game. It's important to note he's only missing one Big Ten game, and it's the Rutgers game. So it's basically not, he's basically not even missing any important conference games. He's still going to coach against Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, Penn State. He's still going to coach against all of these important teams. But yeah, did you find it, Tyler?
I did. There is a sign in the Ohio State locker room that says, "Decisions, honesty, treat women with respect, no drugs, no stealing, no weapons." The bit, and like the largest of those really is treat women with respect. And that's just, to go off what you were saying earlier, it's disgusting. Well, like, and that's just a problem with coaching and putting people in power anywhere, is you give people enough power, they think that they're above the law.
Yeah.
And they're above morals and ethics, and that is just, I mean, it's easy, slippery slope to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to see how it happens, but that doesn't make it okay.
It's one thing to say you're a Christian. It's another thing to be a Christian.
Exactly.
It's one thing to say that you're a good person. It's another thing to be a good person. You know?
Yeah.
Tyler, is there anything else that you wanted to say before we wrap up this quick emergency
podcast? I mean, like we said earlier, don't want to ever lose sight that Courtney Smith is and her family are the real victims here.
That's exactly how I was going to end this.
That's takeaway. If there's one thing that we should be taking away from this is that no matter what, just justice for victims and for people that, you know, have gone through domestic violence. I think that this is, I don't want to be like hot takey, but I think this is a major step back for, you know, domestic violence cases.
I think so too.
And that's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's not. Maybe it is because the only people, there are only like two groups of people in the world that are okay with this. There are people that are the diehard Ohio State fans that will defend, and every fan base has these type of fans. They mm-hmm. will defend whatever is good for their for the football product on their field, mm-hmm. no matter what. And there's the people that were in that room that let Urban Meyer just get away with a 1.5-game suspension, basically.
Yeah.
Everybody else is not okay with this. And maybe that's hope for the future, that's something that would not have happened 20 years ago, but it's just in the short term, this is right. A step back for domestic violence.
I agree. And in the short term, those people who are, like you said, there's two types of people here. those people that are on the wrong side of this are the ones in power. So
yeah,
it is what it is in that regard. Again,
and I do want to say one more thing.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
I don't want people to take this as an opportunity. Like, this is not a reason to hate the players that play for Ohio State. You can hate the administration all you want for this. You can hate the coaching staff, but this is a lot of things you have to take a step back and do not hate the people that are just involved in namesake just because. Right. Like we said earlier, the adults are often the one, and the people in power are often the ones that ruin these kind of things,
mm-hmm.
that bring this into sports, which is supposed to be something that is pure and we can enjoy.
Right. We both have been talking nonstop every day about how we're excited for college football and talking about our fantasy league and talking about the excitement for certain games and everything. But this is kind of a gray cloud over all of that. But like you said, it's important to make sure that it is not the players' fault here. They're just college kids trying to either get their education or make it to the league, you know? So,
yeah.
Well, this has been a very somber episode of Sideline Judgment. We will be back later on this week with our NFL preview. We apologize for the delay. We are working some new scheduling things because, Tyler, you started your first last day of school today. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So we're working through some scheduling stuff because we had a summer schedule, but now is the fall, so we got to change things around. We apologize for that delay. But be on the lookout for that. And we'll have some more coverage going up on our website soon. And I hope this doesn't completely cloud over the beauty of what is college football that we love. But it is very important to note that Courtney Smith is the true victim, and we support her and all victims of domestic violence. Nothing else to say, I guess. My name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
This has been an episode of Sideline Judgment, and we're not biased, but I don't feel right saying it. So, good night.